The Thumb's best country.
Country 92.5.
All right, good evening. Broadcasting live on WPGV 92.5 FM. I am Eddie Fury, broadcasting along with Jeremy Burgess. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Good to be back in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, you are back from Colorado. Did you bring this weather?
No, it was already here before I got back.
Great. Nice to have you back. You were off for about a week, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And we're back here on a Wednesday, a rare Wednesday for us. We're at Sandusky High School. I know we've seen both these teams several times throughout the season. It's just how it works out. It's a Wednesday night. No game on Friday night. Exciting game tomorrow on Thursday for high school girls basketball. I have the Kingston Cardinal girls hosting the Deckerville Eagle girls. Deckerville Eagle girls beat Dryden last night. Sets up the Big Thumb Blue Division League title championship game tomorrow. This one, no really implications in high school boys basketball. It's Brown City at Sandusky. It's kind of like a preview of the districts by next week playoffs already.
Yeah, and both coaches, they know what's at stake for next week, so we probably won't see anything special, anything new tonight. They want to keep that up their sleeves for next week.
All right, it is our pregame show here. It looks like the JV Sandusky Wolf team defeated Brown City. JV team 58-43. Final score. We'll get ready for our pregame show. Our MHSA this week in high school sports, I think we'll take care of that next and get that out of the way before we start a pregame show as well. It's a required program that we have to run three games. I missed a couple, but I played it somewhere else on the station. So, yeah, we're going to get that in, and we'll talk about both these teams, what they've done since we last saw them, which was snow coming at Brown City.
Yes, and it doesn't seem like that long ago.
That was in January, almost a month ago,
yes,
right? So
yes.
Brown City won that first meeting here, and now we got the second meeting between these two teams and could meet up again, as I said, in the districts, which is taking place at KPEC next week. If they survive the district semifinals, as they both go to the district semifinals, Brown City does have a game, whereas Sandusky gets the bye as well.
Okay.
So it's Brown City against KPEC, I do believe, in this district semifinal. And Sandusky will await the winner of Memphis or Kimball Landmark Academy in the state semifinals. So it's already been seeded. I like the seeding process on that.
Yes.
It kind of guarantees at least
your better teams later in the district.
It lines up that way.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's very cool. And that's Division III. We talked about it on Thumb Sports Line, which is now posted on Spotify and Apple Podcasts now. I learned how to upload it to that today from Nick Lean. So, yeah. Very cool. You can hear a replay of that. That was Tuesday night live. There were some games on Monday and Tuesday night last night. We'll try to fit that in our pregame show as well. All right. We'll be right back. This Week in High School Sports is on the way. Thank you to all our sponsors also for tonight's game. We will be back in about 7.5 minutes here right after This Week in High School Sports live here on WPGB 92.5 FM for high school boys basketball action. It is the Brown City Green Devils at the Sandusky Wolves. We'll be right back.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech team refresh your tech today.
I'm Mike Lewiski, Director of Radiology and Thumb MRI for Aspire Rural Health. Thumb MRI, it's a joint venture between Aspire and Sure Healthcare.
There's a lot of differences in what they call fixed MRIs versus mobile MRIs.
A fixed unit means that it's stationary. It's not traveling up and down Michigan's bumpy roads. We are able to produce a more quality image. Those mobile units are in a semi-trailer. Space is very limited. If I'm a patient that's claustrophobic, I want to go to a fixed unit where it's in a larger room. You get to listen to music. It kind of distracts you from the actual test. Thumb MRI is the only fixed unit in the thumb.
When people talk about a wide bore MRI, what are they talking about?
The opening to the actual MRI unit where the table slides in and out. The large bore MRI is only at Thumb MRI. Thumb MRI is doing breast MR. We also do enterography studies, which is like your abdomen pelvis contrast. We also do prostate MRIs for urologists. Typically, the mobile units don't do prostate or breast MR.
How is it an advantage to come over to the Thumb and get that MRI?
Patients have the option to go wherever they want to for testing. We are offering next day appointments. We just need your order, your prior authorization. We'll get you scheduled. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You can call 989-912-6634 or visit us at thumbmri.org. Thumb MRI is located on the main campus of Hillsdale's Healthcare in Cass City, right in the heart of the Thumb.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Another former MHSAA athlete is set to join a professional Hall of Fame, and the list of Scholar Athlete Award winners continues to grow. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. After playing basketball and football at Detroit Central High School, Antonio Gates focused on just the hardwood in college. He helped Kent State win its first two Mid-American Conference championships and to a berth in the 2002 Elite Eight. Yet it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame who will be inducting the tight end who never played a down of collegiate football. Gates was a three-year starter at tight end and linebacker in high school. He also led the Trailblazers to the 1998 Class A basketball championship, scoring 17 points in a win over Belleville. When his basketball career at Kent State was done, he worked out for some NFL scouts, signing as an undrafted free agent with the San Diego Chargers. After a 16-year career, Gates is regarded as one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history. He holds the career record for most touchdown receptions by a tight end, 116, and remains the Chargers' all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards. His accolades included 8 Pro Bowl selections, 3 first-team All-Pro honors, a spot on the NFL 2000s All-Decade team, and recognition on the San Diego Chargers' 50th anniversary team. Joining Gates in the 2025 Hall of Fame class are Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Sterling Sharp. The four will be enshrined on August 2nd in Canton, Ohio. For more on Gates, check out our Famous Faces feature as part of the MHSAA's 100th year celebration by going to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Kingsford swimmer Joey Lundholm. He took first in the Upper Peninsula 100-yard freestyle and 200-yard medley. Marquette won the team title on the boys' side. Marquette swimmer Olive Kruger was a part of 4 titles, 2 individual and 2 relay wins, as the Marquette girls team also won a team title at the UP Swim and Dive Finals. And to McBain's Peyton Grant, she hit a wild half-court shot at the buzzer to give McBain a 47-46 win over Roscommon.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
A competitive cheer scenario for you today. An inversion is a stunt where the top person or flyer is in an upside-down position at any point while being supported by bases or spotters. When is it allowed to have a temporary loss of contact with the inverted flyer? When transitioning to a double-based sponge with both feet of the flyer in the hands of the bases. When transitioning to a cradle. When transitioning to a stunt at shoulder level or below where both feet of the flyer are in the hands of the bases. Or are all of these allowed? If you said all of those are allowed, you got it right.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete Award winners have been announced. Head over to MHSAA.com to view the list of this year's winners. This is the 36th year of the scholarship program, with each winner getting a $2,000 college scholarship. To date, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1.1 million in scholarships to nearly 1,100 student athletes. And each winner will be recognized during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing on March 15th. The winners this year came from a pool of nearly 1,500 applicants and 120 finalists. Candidates are judged on their academic, athletic, and other extracurricular accomplishments, plus community involvement and a short essay on the importance of sportsmanship in educational athletics. The application period for the 2025-26 school year will open in December. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back. It is the pregame show on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. Let's get to the pregame show info here. Let's start off with the Brown City Green Devils. What do you got?
Okay, the Brown City Green Devils come in at 10-10, 5-6 in the league for the Green Devils on the year. Since we've seen them last against when they played Sandusky, the Green Devils are on a little bit of a losing streak, going 3-4 in the last seven games here.
I know that, just like Sandusky coaches, Robert Hatton, the head coach of Brown City, frustrated by some of these up and downs.
Yes.
So, but we said it at the last time they met Sandusky. You live by the three, you're going to die by the three. And then they shoot a lot of free throws. It's a matter of making them.
Yes. So. And I talked with the Coach Hatton and Coach Lutzenheiser before the game, and Coach Hatton says, we finally made it above that 50% mark
on
the year.
Great. Yeah. Well, you got to eat.
He says, you take those little wins as you get them
when you
struggle from the line all season.
Yeah, hard to let's just say that congratulations to Harbor Beach Pirates boys. Last night they earned at least a share, one more win. They get the outright league title as well. So congrats to them. They're just a top team. We saw them against Brown City. Brown City tried to hang with them early on. But then Harbor Beach just settled down and refocused and just play really good tight defense. Always liked to attack the interior. Really didn't rely on too much of the perimeter.
No,
Brown City. So
that Harbor Beach team was, in my opinion, probably one of the most complete teams.
Yeah.
Throughout
and
the
you
whole
were
thumb
impressed.
Area. Yes.
Yeah, so yes. Right off the bat. All right. So back to Brown City. You said they're above 50% free throw shooting finally.
Yes. And they will be without. Let me see here. Connor Kalflesh, they're big in the middle tonight. He's out for tonight's game.
And it's because of illness. The flu has been going around, or the norovirus. I even interviewed somebody from Aspire Rural Health System about it, how it's going around. Even Jack Betts here, I think he's going to be playing tonight. We'll see.
Limited minutes by the sounds of what Coach was talking.
And he's been shaking the last couple weeks as well,
yes.
Dealing with illness. A lot of the schools have dealt with illness. In fact, there were games canceled or school closed because of the illness. When you get that many people in one building.
Yes.
I was just talking to the nurse practitioner today. One little droplet and you're done, you know, so
yes.
You can catch it. So,
yep.
All right, but
in going back to this Brown City team, both Brown City and Sandusky probably don't have the records they would anticipate early in the season, but they're getting towards the end of the regular season here, and now your second season starts in the district championship game, and you still have a championship banner to play for.
Yeah, you started off with a win over Peck, three straight losses. Then you had four straight wins over Carroll, K-Peck, Lakeville, and Mayville. You got into league play, a loss to Harbor Beach in the first meeting, 37-70. A loss to Memphis was a curious one. Again, frustrating. And then you, with the Harbor Beach game that we had did, 42. No, that was against Yale, one of the top teams that were having their troubles right now with back-to-back league losses. They lose to Yale 42-66. I like that pickup of a game, but then got back in a winning track over Marlette, Sandusky that we saw snow coming, 59-56. But Sandusky came back in the second half of that one. But then, like you said, they went in a rut. Three straight losses in league play against Ubley, K-Pack, Harbor Beach. That K-Pack loss, 49-65. That's who they're going to meet in the playoffs next week. And then three straight wins after that Harbor Beach loss that we had covered, 39-70, over Dackerville, Memphis. They were able to avenge that one. They beat Marlette. And then this past last week, they lose to Ubley, 41-72.
Yes.
A big loss there. But here they are tonight. They got another game against Genesee to end the regular season on Friday night as they prepare for playoffs.
Yep.
This is what I would say, get in preparation here, right?
Yes, yes. Get your feet wet. Get ready. Let's execute the little things here. Get some practice up. Get ready for come districts next week, because next week it's win or go home.
Who are the key players for you?
The key players for tonight's game for the Brown City Green Devils are, I'm going to have to say, Garrett Simpson. He's going to have at least five threes tonight.
Yeah.
And the first team to 35 points is going to win this game.
Listen to you. You're doing that. And I do like your analysis, you know. You've been spot on so with that. Yeah, like against the first meeting against Sandusky, having that big lead early on before Sandusky made their comeback, even when Sandusky had a chance to try to tie it, in the end, you know, starting off hot with those threes is a key here for Brown City.
Yeah,
I mean, that's been their game plans.
Yes.
So.
Yep, they've got to hit them open three-point shots when they get them, and then let their defense set and grind right down to the end.
All right, we'll be right back. Talk about Sandusky here on WBGV 92.5 High School Boys Basketball on a Wednesday hump night. Brown City at Sandusky here at Sandusky High School at the Mark S. Hum Gymnasium on the Aldemont Court. Right here on the Eddie Fury press box table with the Jeremy Burgess headphone set. So we'll be right back.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with the purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with the spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Brandon Gebor from Thumb Bank and Trust Sandusky office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or business operation, helping you buy your first home, or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for the vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Thumb Bank and Trust has a winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop by one of our conveniently located branches today.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Brandon Giebert, NMLS number 663-327. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. Member FDIC and an equal opportunity lender.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your
all
old
right,
phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb Cellular.
All right, we are back here. Sorry for that delay. There was a massive 4G Wi-Fi outage on all cell phone services right now, and we are connected through the school's Wi-Fi. As we kick off this game, it's tied up 2-2 between Sandusky and Brown City on a Wednesday night. We apologize for that, but I'm sure if you look at your cell phones, yours is out too there, Jeremy.
Yes, it is.
All right, we are back here. It's 2-2 all tied up. Didn't get a chance to really talk about Sandusky. They do have a winning record at 11-10 overall. They're coming off a loss to Ubley as well. So we kick things off here. 2-2, 5.5 to go. Tied up between Brown City and Sandusky. Three-point shot attempt from the left wing. That's a miss by Carson Stewart. It'll be Brown City ball. Number 23 attacking the glass. Blocked by number 20. Tyler Bush has been so impressive throughout the season. Bush with it. Over to Stewart. Takes a little bit of a jump shot from the left lane. He'll get a hook shot, putback attempt, and another putback attempt. Three rebounds by Stewart, and he'll go to the free throw line as Brown City commits the foul. It's 2-2 all tied up. Sandusky hoping to take the lead with 5:03 to go in the first.
The foul on Robert Browning, his first, team's first, that will send Carson Stewart to the line, shooting two for the Wolves. His first free throw is up and no good.
So apologize for that delay. That's what happened. You know, when you don't hear from us, something massive happened.
Yes.
So thus you lose to Ubley Monday night, 46-65. Tyler Bush, though, had 18 points. Both free throws, by the way, were missed.
And a rebound by Tyler Bush, and he gets fouled on his putback attempt. That will send him to the line, shooting two. The foul on number five for the Green Devils, Garrett Simpson.
So when I covered Sandusky K-Pac with Mike Gallagher, Tyler Bush had his career night, 37 points against K-Pac.
That's the third person with 37 points that you've covered this year.
Look at you with the memory there. So that free throw spins around the rim. It actually stayed up there for quite a while, and it did not go in. So still 2-2 with 5 minutes to go here in the first.
Bush's second free throw is up and no good. Rebound bounced around off of the Wolves. Green Devils will take over on possession here.
From the baseline, be number 23, Robert Browning, the senior. Full court pressure applied by the Wolves here. With the dribble, Ethan Worrell will go to left side, pick set there by Browning. Goes to the right side, hands it off to Lawson Cooper. He'll speed his way inside at the left corner, and taken away by Tyler Bush. Connor telegraphed that move.
Yes.
Jumper in the middle of the paint. No good. Rebounded by Bush. What hustle by him. Throws over to Gavin Phillips, number three, who had a pretty good game against Ubley this past Monday night. 11 points, 3 assists. Carson Short had 9 points, 13 rebounds against Ubley.
And the Wolves so far in this game are killing the Green Devils on the offensive glass.
Look at the bounce passes on the floor. You don't see that very often, and you're seeing some good ball handling here. Gavin Phillips from 3, left corner. Hits the rim, no good. Right corner, try being saved by Brown City. By it looks like Lawson Cooper will still be Sandusky ball. And by the way, Jack Betts did not play the last couple games here because of illness. He did start practicing this week, you said, talking to Coach Bearwolf.
Yeah, that they have been, both teams have been hit by the injury bug, and especially when it's one of your main players hit this late in the season. When this game doesn't mean as much as next week, you want that player to get healthy so you're full strength coming into next week.
Short with the ball, left corner, 3-point range up top to Gavin Phillips. Over to Short again. Cross-court pass to the right corner to Tyler Bush. Short asking for it in the middle of the paint. He is triple-teamed, quadruple-teamed, and he does for the hook shot right in the middle of the paint for two. And Sandusky takes the lead 4-2 with 3:35 to go. Ends that drought of shooting there. Mike Gallagher from the San Lake County News here. Pick up his edition of the San Lake County News Wednesday edition. We did the sports line last night. Jump shot from the elbow by Waro. No good. And it's Gavin Phillips with the rebound for Sandusky. Over to Tyler Bush.
The Green Devils are packing it in here in a 2-3 zone defense against the Wolves, trying to save some of them bodies that they've got on that bench for the Green Devils.
Short pitches it in. And I like this player here, Danny Tovar.
Yes.
Really tough in the interior. He's in the game right now.
And they foul on the Green Devils, number 33, Carden Hagee, his first, team third.
Got two substitutions coming in here for Brown City. By the way, Tovar got signed. I knew he's going to be playing football. So he just did a signing. Bush for three. Swishes it from the right wing. Good. Tyler Bush. With that 3-point shot with 2:55 to go, it is 7-2.
Browning walks the ball across the timeline, passes it off to the left wing to number 10 for the Green Devils, Justin Bean. Bean passes off to Helbert, off to Browning, back to Worrell. Worrell dribbles in the middle, picks his dribble up, passes back out to Helbert on the right wing. Helbert's closely guarded there. Gets it off to Bean, but he goes out of bounds. Turnover, Green Devils.
The last couple games, as I said, Monday night, they lose to Ubley, 46-65. They had two wins before that. Last week over Marlette, 50-42. And the win over KPAC, they had covered 70-46. Their loss for Sandusky was to Harbor Beach, 40-56. Not a bad showing. Two wins over Memphis and Kingston. Lost to Brown City, the win over Marlette, the loss to Ubley, so they lose to Ubley twice. Got that win, KPAC, twice already. After the miss by Sandusky, shot attempted by Brown City to the right side of the glass, no good. But a fast break attempt here by number one with the miss. Put back, though, by Schuert after Katie Nichols misses it. It is 9-2. A quick glance on the win-loss record, being that our pregame got ate up there from the massive 4G outage.
Worrell with the ball, passes it back up to Browning on top, over to Bean on the left wing, back to Helbert on top. Helbert drives, and it is stolen by Bush. Bush drives coast to coast, up for the basket, and count it.
Against two defenders, too, in that fast break. 11-2.
The foul is on the Green Devils, number 23, Robert Browning, his second, team fourth. That will send Bush to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play here. His free throw is up and good.
Converts the three-point play.
With the score, Sandusky 12, Brown City 2, with a minute 30 here in the first quarter.
Now, this is a position that Brown City doesn't want to be in. When they had that big lead against Sandusky in the first quarter and last meeting, here right now, leading by 10 is Sandusky.
Cooper brings the ball into the front court, passes off to Browning. Browning to Bean. Bean up to Helbert. Helbert back to Cooper on the right wing. Cooper dribbles, passes it off to Browning. Off to Worrell. Worrell drives inside. His shot is up and blocked by Schuert. Sandusky takes possession. Down the court, number two, Jack Betts.
Nice to see him in the game right now in the first quarter especially. Took his shot, Browning over to Worrell for three, right corner. There you go, swishes it. Brown City ends the drought. It is 12-5.
Bush on the drive off the left side. Passes it back up to Phillips. Phillips over to Betts. Betts inside to Kritzman the third. His shot is up, no good. Worrell clears the ball, drives coast to coast. Passes it back out to Browning on the right wing. Browning's three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound by Cooper, up and good for the shot.
Nice putback there by Lawson Cooper after the missed three-point shot. That's where you always want to have that second-chance point. You're going to go out in the perimeter, make sure you have a guy down low to get that quick putback. Cooper did a good job of that. Bush for three from the left corner. Hits the rim, no good. Putback right there at the buzzer.
Count it.
Marvin Kritzman the third, number four. They get the putback. 14-7 at the buzzer after the three-point attempt. Just like what Brown City did there, Sandusky answers back at the end of the first quarter. 14-7, seven-point lead here for the Sandusky Wolves against the Brown City Green Devils. We'll be right back.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good. At McKenzie Infusion Center, we know managing a chronic condition can feel overwhelming, but relief is closer than you think, right here in your community. I'm Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie, reminding you that we are here for you. From rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis to Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, our infusion therapies are designed to ease symptoms and improve your quality of life. With a dedicated team of professionals and a welcoming environment, you'll get the expert care you deserve close to home. No long drives, no stress, just flexible scheduling and personalized treatments that fit your life. McKenzie Infusion Center is proud to serve our community with advanced care that helps you feel your best. Take the first step today. Call us at 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/fusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, expert care right here at home.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Missed opportunity by Brown City and Sandusky. Brown City gets the ball back after being stolen momentarily. Shot is called off after made by Cooper. I think there's a whistle here.
The foul is on Sandusky. Number three, Gavin Phillips. His first, team's first of the second quarter.
It was Marvin Kritzman the third making a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, make it 14-7. Still is 14-7. Inbounds from the baseline. Missed shot by 33. Carden Hagee, or is it Hagee?
Hagee.
And Sandusky gets the rebound. Tyler Bush with possession. And it looks like Tovar missed an opportunity there on the right short corner. Can't get to it, and it'll be out of bounds, and it'll be Brown City ball. Tomorrow, by the way, we just got a message from Coach Jay Green. They beat Mayville, so the championship is still up for them to win it outright or share with Deckerville. If Deckerville, I wouldn't say pull up upset. Missed shot for three from the left wing by Brown City, number five, Garrett Simpson. I'll get you the final score here. That text came through at least.
Yeah.
So
Betts walks it across the timeline. Betts up for three. No good. Tip back by Tovar. Phillips comes down with the rebound. There's a scrum on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Sandusky.
Kingston girls win 70-10 over Mayville tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Not a whole lot you can say on that one. Sandusky inbounds the ball up to Jack Betts for three, and good.
Jack Betts scoring here. You know, he hasn't been doing well in scoring wise. He gets the opportunity and seeks one. Huge basket for him, and that's a three, 17-7.
Hagee with the ball on top for the Green Devils, passes it off to the left wing to Simpson. Simpson drives baseline, and a foul on number four, I think, for the Wolves. Kritzman, his first, team second.
We're going to have a timeout. 17-7, 6:11 to go. We'll be right back.
Boy, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 on a Wednesday evening. 17-7, 10-point lead. Last shot made by Betts for Sandusky. That's 6:15 mark, 6:11. Brown City ball from the baseline after calling the timeout. Inbounds to number five, left corner, Garrett Simpson. Who you want to be sinking those threes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Brady Worrell, fifth quarter player and freshman. Taking a shot, it's number four, Lawson Cooper for three.
Good hustle play by Worrell, getting that rebound and throwing it off a Sandusky player to keep possession.
That's what you want to see,
yes,
a freshman who's brought up for this fifth quarter play. Now, with the fifth quarter play, depends how much time they play in their previous game,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So if they only play two quarters, they can play two quarters here, right?
They can play three. If they play two in the first, they can play three in the second game.
Brown City around the perimeter, passing it around. Up top to number 24, hands it off, Ryan Mulholland to Garrett Simpson. Back over to Mulholland to the left side. Hagee in the interior, jump shot. Little bit of fade away there by number four, Lawson Cooper for two. Trying to get their way back in this game, 17-9. 5:23 to go.
The errant pass by Betts, stolen away by Hagee. Hagee dribbles the ball into the front court. Stole it away by Bush for the Wolves. Bush looks to push the ball in transition. Ooh, off, out of bounds pass by Bush, intended for Betts. The Green Devils will take over.
Congratulations, by the way, since we're here in Sandusky, to Sandusky head coach Al DeMott and the Sandusky Wolves team. A little over a week ago on a Monday, they played Yale. I like that pickup game. They scheduled that Friday night when we were here for the boys game.
Mm-hmm.
They scheduled that game for Monday. Very highly anticipated game. Despite the loss for Sandusky Wolves, they learned a lot from that game, talking to Coach DeMond about that. They get back to league play. They take care of business. They took care of Brown City last night. Girls, very disappointing for Brown City girls because we know they're a little bit better than that.
Yes.
But congrats to Sandusky, though, making the adjustments after that loss to Yale, knowing what they need to do there. And they're outright Big Thumb Black Division champions as of last week when they were cut down the net.
Hagee on the attack in the middle. His shot is missed. Rebound by number three, Brady Worrell. His shot is up and good for the Green Devils. The freshman inside doing the dirty work for the Green Devils.
4:15 to go here, 17-11. Two-possession lead. That was the number 30 with the missed shot there, Trenton Smith.
Trenton Smith, yes.
So was that a putback then for number three?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So two possession lead. Now they got possession here after Sandusky loses the ball here.
And I like the intensity and the attitude that that freshman for the Green Devils has brought here.
These guys are playing like it is a district
yes.
a game right now. And that ball was stolen away by Sandusky. Jump shot from the right corner by Gavin Phillips after the full court pressure turned that ball over.
The foul on number 30 for the Wolves. Number 30, Trenton Smith with the foul. His first, team third of the quarter. Mass substitutions here for the Green Devils.
You see some players being coached off behind the bench here for Brown City. Again, the full court pressure gets it into Worrell. Worrell racing his way down to the basket. Pitches it off to the right side. Oh, he should have took the shot. But number 40 was open. He saves it from going out of bounds.
Out of bounds on the Green Devils. Sandusky will take over.
Breyer Halbert was right there. You got to be a little bit quicker. I think he wasn't expecting it.
No.
He thought Worrell probably should have finished there. So.
And he's got to extend all the way through that shot. He just got it and just threw it up real quick.
So it'll be Sandusky ball after the missed shot and Brown City trying to save it and bring it back in bounds. So. He's Sandusky ball. Phillips over to number one, Nichols. For the right low block, takes a shot. No good by number 10, Riley Aldis.
The foul on the Green Devils, number 40, Breyer Halbert.
Okay, I think I can sit now and relax since we gotten reconnected here.
His first, team's first. Sandusky ball out of bounds.
Inbounds pass, Tyler Bush. For three from the right wing. No good. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brown City, apparently. Still 17-11, second quarter, 3:26 to go. Sandusky with possession and the six-point lead. Gavin Phillips on the left side of the glass. Will throw it in to the middle of the paint. The Nichols. Nichols will dribble off. Gets tripped up. For three. Good. Swishes it. Number three. Gavin Phillips from the right corner. It's 20-11.
Worrell with the ball dribbles into the front court for the Green Devils. Passes it off to Browning. Browning goes off a screen set by Halbert. Pulls up for a jump shot and is fouled. That will send Browning to the line for two. The foul is on number 30, Trenton Smith, his second. Browning to the line, shooting the first one. Shot is up and good for the Green Devils.
3:02 to go. It is 20-12. Second quarter.
Browning, second shot is up and good. Timeout, Brown City.
Hey,
it'll be a 30-second timeout.
You're saying 50% shooting free throws right now?
Yes.
See me doing that. We'll be right back. 2013, second quarter. Sandusky leads.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Both teams miss a couple shots coming out of the timeout. Brown City takes possession after the missed shot by Sandusky. Worrell with the ball at the right corner. He'll move into the elbow. Takes a shot for two, right side. No good. Rebounded by number 10, Riley Aldis. Football pass from Phillips. Over to Aldis. He gets bumped from behind at the right low block. Got bumped pretty hard there.
Yes. The foul on the Green Devils is on number 40, Breyer Halbert. His second, team second here in the second quarter. Sandusky ball out of bounds on the baseline. Inbounds to Bush. Bush back to Nichols. Nichols over to Phillips. Phillips' shot is up and no good. Rebounds by Shute. Rebound number 32, Danny Tovar, up and good for the shot for the Sandusky Wolves.
22-13, 2:07 to go in the first half, second quarter.
Worrell walks the ball across the timeline, passes Browning. Browning off to Bean. Bean to Helbert. Worrell with it on the right wing. Drives onto the inside, passes it back to Bean. Bean shot up for Green Devils, is good for 3 points.
Big three at the 1:43 mark, 22-16, back to a two-possession lead for Sandusky.
Phillips has the ball for the Wolves, pulls up for a jumper just inside three-point line. No good, rebound by Bush, up and good.
The career points for a game for Tyler Bush was always attacking that left side of the basket. We see him on the outside, though, going for the threes. That one, yes. You can't leave Bush open. He was attacking with two or three players at one point. He got that one with one single play there, making it 24-16.
Browning with the ball on the left wing. Out of bounds. The Green Devils will retain possession here. Nope. They say off of the Green Devils, Sandusky ball.
All right, there was a discussion between the officials there?
Yes.
Right? Okay. They wanted to confer, and they did, and they said, we're reversing the call here. 24-16. Sandusky with possession, now under a minute to go. Posting up, Short, passes it over to Bush. Bush for two, does not drop. Browning for the rebound. That time you had three Brown City players attacking defensively, rebounding-wise. Browning with it. He's double-teamed. He'll hand it off. Oh, and we've seen about three or four of those turnovers by Brown City.
Just the errant passes that you just put your teammate in a bad position when you throw it down to his feet like that.
Lawson Cooper coming back in. Number 12 coming out, C.J. Smith. 43.2 seconds to go here. The inbounds pass, no pressure here by the Green Devils. Bush with it at the left. He is double-teamed. Short over to Tovar. Double-teamed in the left low block over to Bush, left corner. Up top to Phillips. That time, the double-team in the corners, a little bit better job there by Green Devils on defense. But you leave him open for the right elbow shot for number 32, Danny Tovar, but it's a miss. Rebounded by Brown City. Worrell for three, right corner. Off the glass, no good. Browning had it. And
a travel on the Sandusky Wolves inside. Brown City will have possession under their own basket with 12.1 seconds left here in the first half.
What do you think? Set yourself up for a last-second shot?
Shooter out to the corner here for the Green Devils.
Inbounds pass for Cooper. Worrell with it. He'll take the three. Might have stepped on the line. Short. Bush rebound. Last-second shot. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds for layup. Good by number one, Caden Nichols, to end that half. What a play on the rebound. Bush, great vision looking ahead and see who he had, and found Nichols for the two-point shot.
That's a four-point swing right there in the favor of the Sandusky Wolves. Brown City misses, and Sandusky gets a last-second shot to go up by 10 at the end of the first half.
26-16. We'll be right back here. Sandusky Wolves leading Brown City in high school boys basketball. WBGV 92.5.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with a spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Sherry Black, branch manager of Fun Bank and Trust's Brown City office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Fun Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or your business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for your vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Fun Bank and Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Sanilac, Huron, Tuscola, and Bay Counties. Community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
At the half, 26-16, high school boys basketball. The Sandusky Wolves leading the Brown City Green Devils in the first quarter. It was tied up 2-2 until the 3:35 mark. Sandusky took the lead 4-2, and they've held that lead all the way since this halftime mark. They led by 10, 1, 2, 3 different times. 12-2, 17-7 at the 6:15 mark. Jack Betts coming back in this game, making that shot for 3. And at the half, it's 26-16. Jeremy Burgess here with your halftime stat report and other points of the game.
Okay, we'll start off the leading scorers for the Green Devils is Brady Worrell with 2. Robert Browning with 2. Justin Bean has 3. Ethan Worrell has 3. And Lawson Cooper with 6. For a total of 16 points for the Green Devils.
And in my memory, I can remember 4 self-enforced turnovers.
Yes.
On themselves there, too. Some missed opportunities.
Yep, and a lack of defensive rebounding for the Green Devils. Yeah. They are missing Connor Cowflesh on the inside.
Yep.
His height and his rebounding ability is really hurting the Green Devils tonight inside.
The positive things I've seen it a couple times where they go for the 3, they do have somebody prepared to get that put
yes,
back.
Yes, they're crashing the offensive glass, that now they just need to crash the defensive glass just as well.
All right.
And for the Sandusky Wolves, they have 8 players in the scoring column here in the first half already. Caden Nichols has 2. Marvin Kritzman III has 2. Riley Aldis has 2. Danny Tovar has 2. Jack Betts with 3. Gavin Phillips with 3. Carson Short with 4. And Tyler Bush with 8.
All right, that's a lot of players.
Yes,
there.
That is, other than their fifth quarter players, 8 of the 9 players have scored for the Sandusky Wolves.
Who have come into the game.
Yes, who have come into the game.
That's good basketball. That's a way to spread it out there as well. All right, 26-16 at the half. That is your Jeremy Burgess Nutrient Ag Halftime Report. Got to give him that plug there, man. We'll be right back here for second half action on WBGB 92.5. Sandusky Wolf Boys leading Brown City 26-16.
Did you know heart disease is still the number one cause of death in the U.S. according to the American Heart Association? That's why it's time to shine a spotlight on your heart health. Hi, Mina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie Health System. And this February, McKenzie Health System is offering the first 50 women a discounted $75 cardiac scoring test plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. To schedule your cardiac scoring test, call 810-648-6110. Glucose and cholesterol screenings do not require an appointment, but fasting is required. All testing takes place at McKenzie Outpatient Services at 120 Delaware Street in Sandusky during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. McKenzie Health System's comprehensive cardiology services include cardiac testing, specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and our acute heart attack ready ER. Ladies, don't miss out on this opportunity to take charge of your heart health. Call 810-648-6110 today to schedule your discounted cardiac scoring test. These screenings are made possible in part by McKenzie's Women's Health and Wellness Fund.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Welcome back. Halftime, 26-16 on Wednesday nights here on WBGV. We'll have girls basketball tomorrow with the Deckerville Eagle Girls having a chance to get a share of that Big Thumb Blue Division league title in girls basketball. Kingston wins tonight. If they beat Deckerville tomorrow, they win it outright. But if they lose...
And that's at Deckerville, isn't it?
That's at Kingston.
Oh, it's at Kingston. Okay.
That's where we'll be. If they lose, they'll have to share the league title. But, you know, Deckerville has to take care of business. It's a very insurmountable task because Kingston, I believe, is probably the number one team, I believe, based on who they play competition-wise.
Yep.
So, okay, here at the half, it's 26-16. Sandusky Wolf Boys leading Brown City Green Devil Boys. You want to make a point?
Nope. I think we're good.
Go to our website at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Our Thumb Sports Line replay is also on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Or go straight to the website, go to the sports section, go to the front page. You'll see the sports and the list of scores and the weekly games as well. Other games going on. Marlette at Ubley, Carroll at Millington, Lakers at Bad Axe, Cass City is at Ithaca, Reese at All Saints, Genesee at Vassar, Peck at Kingston tonight, Deckerville at Dryden, Mayville at North Huron, CPS at Akron Fairgrove, All Great Sims at Caseville, girls basketball, Genesee at Vassar, and Ashley at Olengage. Here for third quarter action, Brown City opens up a possession. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial. War with it, pitches it out to Cooper, left corner, three-point range. And he'll dribble in, slips, rolls the ball out of bounds, however. It'll be a Sandusky ball.
Ooh. Yeah. He had the baseline drive. He just lost his footing and down he went.
26-16 at the half.
Gavin Phillips walks the ball across the timeline for the Wolves. Passes it off to Aldis on the left side. Over to Bush in the corner. Bush drives baseline, pulls it back out. Up to Short. Over to Phillips. Up to Tovar on the right wing. Inside to Bush. Bush makes a move. And he's got an offensive foul on number 20, Tyler Bush.
They did a little bit of a push-off.
Use that off-arm to try to get away from the Green Devil defender there. That was more of an anger foul, like, just get him off me.
Just frustration.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be Brown City ball, an opportunity here. They're down by 10, 26-16, 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cooper.
Deep three by Simpson is no good. Rebound by Short. Passes it up to Bush. Bush back to Short on the right wing. In the corner to Tovar. Tovar surveys the defense, tries to get it inside to Short. It is off of the Green Devils. Will stay Sandusky possession here with 6:42 left in the third quarter. Still scoreless in the third quarter. It's 26-16, Sandusky on top. Phillips into Bush on the right wing. Bush drives right down the middle, up and good.
Man, you get him in the interior and you leave him open, or even one-on-one situation, he has a good look at it. He's going to make this shot. That's how the improvement I've seen since the beginning of the season up to this point.
If Tyler Bush has the ball and has his dribble, he is a good slasher with the ball. He looks to attack the rim at all costs.
Brown City ball, Ethan Morowitz at the top of the point. What type of defense are you seeing here by Sandusky?
It looks like just a man-to-man defense here by Sandusky. They're just sagging off some of their players. Hagee up, attempt for three, no good. Rebound by Tovar. Phillips attacks the right wing. His shot is up, no good. Rebound by Short. His shot is no good. Off of the Wolves. Green Devils will take over. Looks like we've got a full court press here by the Sandusky Wolves. Trying to pick up the pressure here.
You know, despite that missed opportunity, I do like the hustle by Short on the inside there. He's probably the big, and the other one would be for Brown City.
Yeah, he's probably got the size out there on everybody on the floor at the time.
Height-wise, and Brown City turns the ball over, I believe. Again, just a bad pass. 5:38 to go, 28-16.
There's these little things that both teams are going to have to clean up going into next week if they want to survive in advance come next week.
Tovar driving to the basket, getting fed the ball. He gets two. It's 30-16, 5:25 and counting. Tovar with that two-point shot. Brown City with possession. Cooper hands it off over to the right corner. And Warren with it in three-point range. Back to 33, Hagee. Hagee with it, feeds it in to Warrow for two, and it goes in and ends that drought since the 140 mark in the second quarter. 30-18. Shot attempt there by Sandusky, misses it, and the rebound by Brown City. Warrow with it at the three-point range. He'll take it from the right corner, and he swishes that one. 4:35 to go after the three-point shot. It is 30-21.
Phillips with an elbow jumper for the Wolves. Rebound by Danny Tovar. Up and good.
Nice little floater with that putback in the middle of the left lane. Just great awareness. Wide open shot for there. And just a nice touch to that one to make it 32-21.
The Sandusky Wolves keeping that ball alive on the offensive glass. Getting them second, third shot opportunities here is huge in this third quarter.
Tovar with the last 4 points here for Sandusky. What putback shots, you know?
Yes.
Brown City with possession. Browning with it over to the right corner to Cooper to Worrell to the left side. Number five for three. Garrett Simpson, we finally wait for him to sink one, and he gets one. 32-24.
Tyler Bush with the ball on the left wing. looks to drive baseline, pulls it back out.
Garrett Simpson all the way from Springfield.
Ball up top for Phillips for the Wolves. Over to Aldis. Aldis, a timeout on the floor. Sandusky calls a timeout.
All right, it is 32-24. 8-point lead. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Inbounds pass, Sandusky with possession. Bush over to Tovar, up for two. He's got six straight points. 34-24. Danny Tovar being fed by Bush to the left side. Brown City ball. After that, points made by Tovar. Nice to see 6 points come off the bench there, man.
Yes.
Cooper with it at the left wing, 3-point range, cross court over to.
And I was scared he was going to miss that one because he had a wide-open left-hand layup and he turned back into the defender and made his shot tougher than it had to be.
Browning with the ball, right low block. Nice one-handed shot to the right side of the glass for two for Browning, 34-26.
Tyler Bush with the ball for the Wolves over to Phillips. Phillips over to Betts on the right wing. Betts pulls the ball back. The screen by Tovar. Betts drives inside. His shot is up and no good, but he's going to the line for two shots.
May have not. He had a good look at it, but it was a defensive play, although it was a foul. But it sends him to the line. So
the foul on number 10 for the Green Devils, Justin Bean. His first, team first here in the third quarter. Sends Jack Betts to the free throw line. His first shot is up and good.
Making that one seems to looks feeling a little bit better.
Yes. Betts, the second shot is up and good.
Back to a 10-point lead, 36-26, with 2:10 to go. Simpson took his eye off it, and Betts slaps it away and takes a steal. Betts with the ball still. He'll hold up. He'll take the shot in the right elbow. A little bit of fadeaway, no good, but rebounded by Bush. He gives it to Betts again. Oh, Betts didn't have his foot set there and just kind of picked up his foot up and traveled.
His body knew what he wanted to do, yeah. But the ball just didn't go to the ground fast enough for him.
I'm going to say that's got to be the cold medicine.
Yes.
Kicking in there again. Because he wasn't one of the starters, right?
No.
He came in.
Nope.
Getting some minutes in here.
He's played limited minutes here, just getting his feet wet, back wet, and getting ready for next week.
All right, Brown City ball with 1:40 to go here in the third quarter. Sandusky Wolves leading by 10, 36-26. Browning with it at the right wing. He'll drive his way in. He'll take a shot for two, short right corner, no good. Betts with the rebound to the left side of the glass. Comes up with a dribble to the right wing. Fancy dribbling there. Up top to Gavin Phillips. Bush attacks the glass. Up for two. Boom. He saw the lane. There were three players there, but that gave him wide open space there for the two. 38-26. 1:10 to go and counting. For three. Swishes it. Number 10, Justin Bean from the right corner for Brown City. 38-29.
Jack Betts drives on the Green Devils, and he is fouled. The ball will be Sandusky's ball, out of bounds, baseline out of bounds here. The foul is on number 11, Ethan Worrell, his first, team second.
Inbounds pass at the top of the point to Jack Betts from Phillips. Phillips feeds it to Bush. Left side of the glass for two. 40 to 29. 45 seconds and counting the goal there. Great awareness there by Betts to find a wide open Bush waiting for it.
Snuck in behind that 2-3 zone defense of the Green Devils and gets a wide open shot. A 5-second violation on the Green Devils will be a turnover.
So explain that. He didn't dribble in 5 seconds?
He didn't create separation enough to break the 5-second count by the official of the closely guarded call.
So he just stood there.
Yes.
Did nothing.
Yep.
Or was basically trapped too. But,
yeah.
You know. But it turned that ball over. So yeah, that was a little bit of a rule that sometimes doesn't get enforced. This time this guy is sticking to the rules
yep.
here. Down to 15 seconds here at the end of the third quarter. Passing the ball around the perimeter. Betts with the ball on the dribble for Sandusky with 10 seconds. Oh, he kind of slid there, but he recovers over to Phillips. Down to 5 seconds. Takes the three. It's going to be short. 2 seconds. Put back, though, at the buzzer. That was way short. But number 30 raises in. Trenton Smith to the right side of the glass with about 1.5 second and sinks it in. 42-29. That's what you want to see to prepare yourself for playoff basketball next week. At the end of the third quarter, 42-29, Sandusky Wolves leads. Our final frame coming up.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with the spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Brandon Gebor from Thumb Bank and Trust Sandusky office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or business operation, helping you buy your first home, or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for the vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Thumb Bank and Trust has a winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop by one of our conveniently located branches today.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Brandon Giebert, NMLS number 663327. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Member FDIC and an equal opportunity lender.
Coming out of the fourth quarter to start things off, Jack Betts with a three-point shot to the right wing. I think he's feeling better.
Yes.
To start off the
fourth
quarter.
Looks like he's got his touch back just in time.
Betts with that three-pointer to start off the fourth quarter, making it 45-29, but Brown City goes to the free throw line after a foul by Sandusky.
The foul is on number 30, Trenton Smith. His third, team first, will send Worrell to the line for two. He misses his first attempt.
And Smith is the one who made the buzzer shot at the end of the third quarter for Sandusky.
Worrell's second shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Bush.
By the way, at the 2:15 mark, Betts made a free throw, made it 35-26. Jeremy Burgess, his first one at 35, wins this game. Betts, 6-1 in from the short right corner. He's got 5 points, all the points right now for Sandusky. It's 47-29. Brown City comes up with the ball.
Worrell with the ball on the right wing. Back to Helbert. Helbert off to Mulholland. Mulholland dribbles, passes it off to Cooper. Cooper back to Worrell. Back to Browning in the corner. Browning looks to drive. Kicks it back out to Worrell. Worrell drives in the middle. Shoots up a free throw line jumper. Up and good. Timeout, Green Devils.
Such a sweet shot there. He stopped, did a spin move right at the elbow, and sinks it in with a slight fadeaway. 47-31. Timeout called by Brown City. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with the purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com. Tri-County.
Coming out of the timeout, I think that timeout's trying to set the defense up. They do the full court pressure, and right there trying the inbounds pass, they force Sandusky to turn it over. Brown City ball, so that timeout was worth it.
Yeah. Cooper with the right wing jumper, no good. Rebound Helbert. Back out to Worrell. Loose ball on the floor. Mulholland comes out of it for with the Green Devils.
Yeah, but Tovar almost came up with it.
Yeah. Looked like a football scrum out there on the floor there for a second. Cooper with a right wing jump shot, no good. A off of the Green Devils, Sandusky possession.
So nobody hustle for that one. It'll be short to throw it in from the far side. 6:14 to go in the game. It's 47-31. Sandusky with a 16-point lead. Largest lead of the game by far.
Inadvertent pass by the Wolves goes out of bounds. Green Devils will take over right in front of their own bench with 6:10 left in the fourth quarter. Browning set to pass the ball in for the Green Devils. Passes it into Cooper at the timeline. Cooper over to Worrell on the left wing. Back over to Cooper. Cooper looks to drive the ball. And it is a foul on number three, Gavin Phillips, for the Wolves. Green Devils will be ball underneath. That is Gavin Phillips' second, team second here in the fourth quarter.
From the baseline, inbounds. Over to, it looks like number 40.
Yep, Helbert.
5:49 to go in the game. It's 47-31, 16-point lead. Browning goes to the paint, pitches it out to Worrell. Worrell takes a jump shot, long two from the right corner, and swishes that one as well. He's got four straight points here for Brown City, making it 47-33. Sandusky ball, Jack Betts with it at the right wing. Call shoot over for a pick. Gets it set. Betts escapes, drives to the right side of the glass. That was a pick set, and Betts found his way between two defenders and lays it in for two. Great strong second half here for Betts.
Yes.
49-33. Long shot for three. Misses that one by Halbert. Rebounded by Sandusky Jack Betts. Left side of the glass, up for two. He knocks that one down as well. 51-33. Huge second half here for Jack Betts. Brown City ball. Browning takes a jumper, but it's blocked, but there's a foul committed.
The foul will be on number 20, Tyler Bush. His second, team third. That will send Robert Browning to the line for two for the Green Devils.
It's 51-33, 4:43 to go.
Browning's first free throw is up and good. Ah.
51-34. Got some substitutions coming here for Brown City. You were talking that he wants to try out some.
Yeah, get some different players in there, get them some time so they can get some real game time experience here late in the season. Browning's second shot is up and no good. Off of Sandusky, Green Devils ball.
From the right sideline, inbounds pass here for Carding Haggy. into Browning in the backcourt, crosses the timeline. The Haggy, order number three, Brady World, a freshman, to 24, Brian Mulholland to Browning for Brown City. Browning will hand it off over to Haggy to the right corner. Haggy is trapped by Schuert's defense. They'll get it off to 24, Mulholland, and take it away after the tough defense by Sandusky. Tyler Bush with the steal. He will hold up. He'll go into the paint. Makes a spin move. Up for two. Oh, oh my goodness. 53-34. Bush, the two-point shot. After being quiet for a little bit there.
Yes. Browning takes the ball to the hole for the Green Devils and is fouled by number 20. That is Tyler Bush, his third, team fourth. That will send Browning to the line for two here for the Green Devils. His first shot is up and no good.
53-34 it remains. And 3:56 to go in the game.
Browning's second shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Bush.
Bush driving all the way to the glass. Go down left lane for the layup. Underhanded. It's 55-34. Bush for that two-point shot.
Bush goes coast to coast there for the layup.
He went from M53 to M19 with that one. Down M46. 3:23 to go. 55-34. Three-point shot by Worrell for Brown City. Put back attempt. He is fouled. That was Carden Haggy.
The foul on the Wolves, number 23, Carson Schuert. That is his first, team fifth. That will send Carden Haggy to the line for two for the Green Devils. Haggy's first shot is up and no good.
It's a 21-point lead here for Sandusky. 55-34. 3:17 to go.
Haggy's second free throw is up and good. Cuts the lead to 20 for the Wolves.
Well, Brownson made it to 35, but Sandusky did it first.
That's right. You get Kritzman up top with the ball. Passes over to Schuert. Schuert in the corner to Smith. Back up to Bush on top.
Oh.
Bush and Smith play pick and roll. And Bush delivers the dime right to Smith for the easy layup.
You're seeing some smart basketball play by three, four different players here feeding each other the ball here.
Yes.
We're finding that open shot on the glass in the paint. And right there, a steal after a block by number four, Marvin Kritzman, the third. And you have Smith racing his way down to try to get a layup for two, so great hustle there, but just can't reach it in time. And they turn the ball over, 57.
But that last possession where Smith came and set a pick for Bush,
yeah,
and Bush found him on the roll there, that's just a couple of seniors that have played together for a while that knew what each other was thinking.
So Brown City with possession, Whirl to the high post to the point. Again with a dribble and loses the ball. Tries to save it. And will go out of bounds. I think it'll be Sandusky ball after that turnover.
Sandusky on top, 57-35 with 2:18 left in this fourth quarter here.
Clock ticks down and look at that. It's like a game of force in midair. I think was that Schuert to Tovar?
Yes, it was.
59-35 to the left side of the glass in midair. He gets the pass and sinks it in for two. Three-point shot by Brown City. Misses it. Schuert gets the rebound.
He's got to have double-figure rebounds right now for the Sandusky Wolves. He's played a heck of a game on the boards.
Really, I think since 25%, but midway part of the season there, he's really come into play here, knowing his role here. He'll go from the three-point range there over to Tovar. Tovar, spin move, right, low block. That was from the right wing after being fed by Schuert. It's 61-35. Tovar with points. 1:25 to go and counting. Brown City ball. Number 13 with the ball from the right corner with the dribble. He's in the game here. That's Devin Browning, younger brother of Robert.
Yes. And that is a foul on number 30, Trenton Smith. That will send Devin Browning to the line for two here in the fourth quarter. Devin Browning's first free throw attempt is up and good.
61-36. 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
Devin Browning's second shot is up and good as well.
Sandusky with the dribble. Kritzman with it. Pass over to Tyler Bush, left side. To the left corner to Tovar. Back to Tyler Bush. Now under a minute to go, it's 61-37. Sandusky with the lead, and 3-point shot by Schuert for the right corner. And we have a mass substitution coming in here for Sandusky with 51.8 seconds to go there. 64-37 after the Schuert 3-point shot. We have a lot of shooters for Sandusky tonight, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
And they get the bye. They'll meet the winner of Memphis or Kimball Landmark Academy on Wednesday in the district semifinal at K-Pac High School. Brown City will face K-Pac, who's a dangerous team. They only have about four seniors. They're young, but they're scrappy, and they can beat you.
Yeah, and that is, Brown City has experienced that firsthand. I think Brown City split with them in the regular season, so it's not a given that these two teams will face up next week, but that's both what they're hoping for.
41.1 seconds to go here, 64-37. Sandusky with the lead, likely to get this win. Sandusky ball. Mass substitution number 5 in the game. That'll be Braden Champeau, a freshman, as well as Riley Aldis. Loses the ball. Brown City will pick it up with 20 seconds to go. Number 15 in the game as well. Braden Jones, the sophomore. Deflected by Aldis for Sandusky. Brown City still has possession, however. Number 12, Blake Oswald in the game as well. Going for two. Missed shot attempt there by number 12, C.J. Smith. Number 10 on the floor here, Justin Bean, who's made a couple points. I believe he made it three.
Yeah, he's made two of them.
That'll be Sandusky ball number, just to grind the timeout. That's what they do. They just grind out, let the seconds count down, and Sandusky will take this win 64-37 over the Brown City Green Devils. Our postgame report coming your way here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them, you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Caro, across from Walmart.
The Caro Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hillsdale's, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's rapid care, quick care, urgent care clinics. To find out more, please visit aspirerhs.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a Graff dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right. Quick review before we get to our scoring leaders here. It was 2-2 of a tie early in the first quarter. Sandusky then takes the lead 4-2 with 3:35 to go. Three-point shot by Tyler Bush at 2:55 mark made it 7-2. 12-2 in the first quarter with a minute and 30 left. Bush around that scoring points before. Brown City ended the drought at the 42nd mark, making it 12-5. Cooper making some more points, 12-7. Kritzman, though, at the buzzer for the Wolves at the end of the first quarter, 14-7. Betts in the second quarter opens it up with scoring with a three-point shot, the 6:15 mark, 17-7 back to a 10-point lead. Three-pointer by Phillips at the 3:15 mark made it 20-11. And then at another point, it was 24-16, 1:15 to go. Sandusky still holding a lead at the half, 26-16, still holding on to a 10-point lead. And Jeremy, you said the first one, the 35, would win this game. Well, Sandusky kept the pressure on. They led by as much as 12 at the 4:15 mark. Tovar really doing some good play there, making it 32-24. Brown City seemed to recover pretty good there after at the end of the first quarter, 17-7 and 26-16. They got 8 points at that 4:15 mark. So they had a little bit of a hot start there, too, as themselves. Sandusky, though, continued the pressure as Tovar made some good points there again. Betts made it 35-26 at the 2:15 mark in the third quarter. At the end of the third, substantial lead, 42-29. And in the fourth quarter, Betts comes out right out the gates, makes it 45-29. And then makes it 47-29 before Warrell said, hang on there. 6:11 mark in the fourth quarter made it 47-31. But then it was a 16-point lead at that point. But Warrell had a little bit of a run himself there. Another couple of two-point shot there made it 47-33, a 5.5 to go. 55-34, though, at the 3:45 mark. Sandusky then started really dishing the ball out good with the assists, finding different players from Tovar, Betts to Bush, Schuert to Bush, Schuert to Tovar. It was all just great basketball play there. Tovar really opened it up there in the second half. Schuert makes a three-point shot near the end of the game with 51 seconds left, making it 64-37 for the Sandusky win. Before we get to our points later, we're going to take another break, but what did you like here by Sandusky, especially just sharing that ball really
well?
Yeah,
the amount of people that was in the scoring column for the Sandusky Wolves, if they score like that on a nightly basis, they're going to be tough to beat come district time when you have three players in double figures. So, and they shared the ball extremely well, and they crashed both offensive and defensive glass tonight with extreme consistency.
Yeah, and Brown City's problem, they turned the ball over a lot, but that defense by Sandusky was also pretty suffocating there on them. And Sandusky getting those second-chance points more so than Brown City. Brown City had some spots there, but consistently Sandusky continued those putback shots and finding the open guys as well.
Yep.
All right, despite him being sick and him coming back in this game, he had a good game. Jack Betts did his too. Our points leader for both teams when we come back after another break. It is Sandusky with the win, 64-37 against Brown City.
At McKenzie Infusion Center, we know managing a chronic condition can feel overwhelming, but relief is closer than you think, right here in your community. I'm Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie, reminding you that we are here for you. From rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis to Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, our infusion therapies are designed to ease symptoms and improve your quality of life. With a dedicated team of professionals and a welcoming environment, you'll get the expert care you deserve close to home. No long drives, no stress, just flexible scheduling and personalized treatments that fit your life. McKenzie Infusion Center is proud to serve our community with advanced care that helps you feel your best. Take the first step today. Call us at 810-648-6143 or visit mckenziehealth.org/fusion to learn more. McKenzie Infusion Center, expert care right here at home.
Kick those winter blues with a powerful connection from AVS Broadband. Being stuck indoors no longer means feeling bored and alone. With AVS Broadband as your internet provider, you get greater capability for all you do online. Whether you're video chatting, gaming, working, streaming, or learning, AVS Broadband offers flexibility with plans tailored to every lifestyle. Why compromise when you can have it all? Backed by the added convenience of local, friendly customer support. If you're currently a Thumb Cellular customer, sign up for AVS Broadband and save 5% on both with our partner services discount. Now's the time to stay connected with greater capability, more flexibility, and the convenience of local support. Choose AVS Broadband. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or by calling our sales team at 888-282-4932. Terms and conditions apply.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with a spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Sherry Black, branch manager of Fund Bank and Trust's Brown City office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Fun Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or your business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for your vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Fun Bank and Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Sanilac, Huron, Tuscola, and Bay Counties. Community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back. 64-37 Sandusky with the win over Brown City Green Devil Boys. Meaningless during the regular season now that Harbor Beach has a share of that league title. After their win over Memphis, they can win it outright with another win for Harbor Beach. But these teams, we'll see what happens if they meet up next week in the district playoffs in the finals. Both teams got to play in the state semifinals, however. All right. Just a great win here for Sandusky, winning 64-37. Let's start off with Brown City points leaders.
Okay, the points leaders for the Brown City Green Devils. With 1 point is Carden Hagee. With 2 points is Devin Browning and Brady Worrell. A three-pointer by Garrett Simpson. And then 5 points by Robert Browning. Justin Bean and Lawson Cooper both had 6. And the leading scorer for the Green Devils was Ethan Worrell with 12. The Green Devils were 6 of 10 from the free throw line tonight.
Not bad. You know, you're saying they wanted to improve on that, get above 50%. They did that, but they had a lot more turnovers than free throws in this game, which really gave the ball and great opportunities by Sandusky to keep possession to win 64-37.
Yeah, the self-inflicted wounds that Brown City had tonight did not cost them the game per se, but there was multiple things that added up that Brown City has to do to clean up to get a chance to win moving forward.
So Brown City falls to 10-11 overall. They'll take on KPEC. They won earlier in the season in December over KPEC, 50-36. And the second meeting, you had them losing to KPEC in January 29th?
49-65.
Wow. So that's who they'll meet up in the district semifinal on February 26th. That's taking place at KPEC High School in the district semifinal. A lot of things to fix here.
Yes.
But I saw Coach Hatton bring in a lot of players, though, and get him some experience
early on. And you look over, and Coach Hatton and Coach Lutzenheiser are still coaching up them young kids. They're coaching up their team.
Right behind the bench.
Because they know what is coming this next week, because everybody starts out at 0-0 come Monday.
Yeah. Playoffs start Monday for boys basketball. We'll be right back. You're Sandusky points leaders.
At Tri-County Equipment, it's time to think spring. Think lawn and garden equipment. Think savings on John Deere mowers and lawn and garden tractors during the spring warehouse sale. Buy the X370 42-inch Select Series lawn tractor for $5,099 or the X380 54-inch Select Series lawn tractor, $5,899. You can also get a free top cart with a purchase of selected mowers, and special financing is available. Tri-County Equipment also has John Deere commercial-grade mowers, the Z930M 60-inch Z-Track zero-turn mower was $15,404. Buy now for $13,699. You also get a deferred warranty when you buy now and mow later during the spring warehouse sale, now through March 3rd, at Tri-County Equipment. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Or online at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone.
Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb Cellular.
Did you know heart disease is still the number one cause of death in the U.S. according to the American Heart Association? That's why it's time to shine a spotlight on your heart health. Hi, Mina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie Health System. And this February, McKenzie Health System is offering the first 50 women a discounted $75 cardiac scoring test plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. To schedule your cardiac scoring test, call 810-648-6110. Glucose and cholesterol screenings do not require an appointment, but fasting is required. All testing takes place at McKenzie Outpatient Services at 120 Delaware Street in Sandusky during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. McKenzie Health System's comprehensive cardiology services include cardiac testing, specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and our acute heart attack ready ER. Ladies, don't miss out on this opportunity to take charge of your heart health. Call 810-648-6110 today to schedule your discounted cardiac scoring test. These screenings are made possible in part by McKenzie's Women's Health and Wellness Fund.
All right, welcome back. 64-37, the Sandusky Wolves with a win over Brown City High School boys basketball on a Wednesday night. Jeremy Burgess here with our Nutrien Ag Pulse Game Report. Here is your points leaders for Sandusky.
Okay, for Sandusky, they had three players with 2 points apiece. Caden Nichols, Marvin Kritzman III, and Riley Aldis all had 2 points. Gavin Phillips had three. Trenton Smith had four. Then you had Carson Schuert with seven. Danny Tovar with 12. Jack Betts with 14. And Tyler Bush with 18.
Wow.
The Sandusky Wolves were 3 of 7 from the free throw line. But they Sandusky had, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the scoring column tonight.
Wow.
So, and if you
a
have
lot of players there.
Yeah, and if you have three players that score in double figures, you're going to be tough to beat on a nightly basis. I don't care who you play.
Yeah. Okay, so Sandusky with a nice win. Nice game here. Jack Betts coming off an illness. He played pretty well here in the game. Didn't start. He's a typical starter, but, you know, taking it easy. And I think he said, no, coach, I think I'm doing good here. And they left him in the game there.
Yep. And got his feet wet again and his rhythm back because he is a rhythm shooter. Once he gets a couple feels to go in, everything feels like it can go in for him.
Because we had some games where he's had troubles, but teams were double-teaming him. But he was able always to find a way because we saw him against Brown City the first time where he blew up
in the second half. Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, and Bush was shut down in the second half, but he blew up in the first half.
Yep.
Once you get all those guys and you have all your support players, I mean, Danny Tovar still had a good game tonight.
Yes.
But you have Bush and Betts, and then you have them. When they know they're going to be double-teamed, they say, hey, those guys are going to be open down low. And then Schuert played a great game as your true big here, all over the floor.
And he's one I want to give a hats off to is Schuert with all his rebounding tonight, offensively and defensively, controlling the boards for the Wolves. That is huge moving forward for them.
All right, Sandusky has a bye in next week's playoffs. Yes, it starts Monday at K-Pac High School. And they'll take on the winner of Memphis or Kimball Landmark Academy, who are playing on Monday at K-Pac High School, the host site. Sandusky gets a district semifinal bye. They'll take the winner of that one. Brown City will take on K-Pac. The championship game will be on Friday, and we will be there for a championship game if Sandusky or Brown City wins. And we'll also start off our playoff game in the district semifinals of Division II at Croswell Lexington High School as they take on Emily City, who they just beat, and leaves a sliver of a window open if Emily City and Yale loses again this week. Guess what? Those are 3 losses for those 2 teams. And if Croswell wins out, they also will share a tri-share.
It's chaos in the BWAC at any time in the year.
All right. This is the final week of the regular season for high school boys basketball. We will get right back to close things up, to wrap things up here on WBGV 92.5. Sandusky with a win over Brown City, 64-37.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky is featuring two single cheeseburgers for only $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. Of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. Whatever the occasion, a DQ cake makes it go better. Call 810-648-3301. Order yours today from the DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday to Thursday, Friday and Saturday to 11 p.m.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Oh, it is cold outside, but the deals inside are really hot. It's Winterfest at a craft dealership near you.
Get a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $238 a month, a new Chevrolet Equinox for $290 a month, or drive off a new Chevrolet Trailblazer for just $370 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
The coldest time of the year is the hottest time to get your new car or truck during Winterfest at a craft dealership near you.
Let's go inside.
I agree.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them, you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Caro, across from Walmart.
The Caro Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hills and Dales, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit aspirerhs.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Up our high school boys basketball for the regular season. We get ready for playoffs.
Yes. The most excited time of the year is March basketball.
We also will wrap up our high school girls regular season tomorrow night. A little early because we got playoffs next week. We're going to be quite busy. The next boys game will be next week on a Wednesday night. District semifinal game, Croswell Lexington Pioneers, the host site, take on Emily City Spartans. By the way, that league title is not decided yet.
No, there's a lot to be decided yet, too.
This week, yeah. So that'll be next week. And if Croswell wins, we'll have Jonathan Bisher take over for the championship game. And that'll be Sam Alcast either on WTGV or WMIC. Our game next week on Wednesday will be a 92.5. Pretty much the key games will be on 92.5 and streaming online at stlakebroadcasting.com. You will be not with me tomorrow. Big game. It'll be the Deckerville Eagle girls at the Kingston Cardinal girls. It comes down to that game for the Big Thumb Blue Division League Championship.
Still a lot to be decided in that league as well. And Deckerville has a chance to go in and play spoiler before they start the postseason play.
I found this out from Scott Bowlesby. I have to look this one up. But the last regular season game that Kingston girls had lost was back in 2020. They lost to Deckerville 47-26. It's quite a while ago then. Tune in for that tomorrow on WBGB 92.5, 7 p.m. for pregame. You won't be there. You'll be in East Lansing.
Yes, East Lansing for some meetings all day.
Great to have you back. Mike Gallagher here, and I'll have the coverage of this game for next week's paper. You can have pictures later this week. But we'll be there for a big game tomorrow night. Excited for that one. You'll be back with me for playoffs next week as well.
Yep.
Thank you to Al DeMotz, the athletic director here at Sandusky High School, and congratulations to him winning the Big Thumb Black Division league title for the Sandusky Wolf girls. How many years in a row now? 5 straight league titles for the Sandusky Wolves. Thank you for tuning in on WBGB 92.5 FM for high school boys basketball. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.